We're going to begin this Thursday's listener comments with a couple of corrections.
First, Consumer Reports has retracted an article we told you about 2 weeks ago that had to do with child car seats. The magazine reported that 10 of the 12 models it tested failed disastrously.
Today, Consumer Reports is withdrawing those findings. The reason, those side impact tests were conducted at speeds greater than the 38 miles per hour as was originally reported. Lauren Hackett is a spokesperson for Consumer Reports.
What we'll be doing is retesting and reissuing a report with rectified information. I would add that the most important thing for parents to know is that any child seat is safer than no child seat at all.
We'll bring you more on that story as details become available.
Our second correction comes from A. Benjamin Spencer. He's an assistant professor of law at the University of Richmond. In his student days, he was the editor of the Harvard Law Review, and he was dismayed to hear us refer to Senator Barack Obama as the review's first black editor. Mr. Spencer writes, "The first black editor of the Harvard Law Review was Charles Hamilton Houston, and that was in the early 1920s. Barack Obama was the review's first black president."
We had a lot of praise for the parents of Corporal Jason Dunham. Last week, he was posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for his service in Iraq. He sacrificed his own life to shield his buddies from the blast of a grenade. Listener John Powers of Bozeman, Montana, was moved by my interview with Corporal Dunham's parents. He writes, "It provided insights into how a military family deals with grief and the pride they feel knowing their son valued the lives of his comrades over his own."
But the letter goes on to say that Powers was disappointed with the way the interview continued. A number of others felt the same way. Mark Durbin of Atlanta writes, "To ask the parents of a fallen soldier whether or not they agree with President Bush's policy of sending more troops truly disappoints me. I found it insensitive, politically charged, and totally inappropriate. I thought the father's response was dignified, far more than was deserved."
My interview with Linda Deutsch about her 40 years of covering trials in Los Angeles for the Associated Press brought back a lot of memories for you and for her. Here's a sample of what she said.
"I always say that trials mirror history, that if you wanted to know what was going on in America at a specific time, you needed to walk into a courtroom and look around and listen to what was happening. And you would see, for instance, in the Ellsberg trial, you saw the Vietnam War. In the Angela Davis trial, you saw the story of the Black Panthers. In the Patty Hearst trial, we had post-Vietnam alienation."
What a wonderful treat hearing the piece on Linda Deutsch, writes Guy Dubow of Madison, Wisconsin. "It reminded me that despite the decline of what passes for journalism in many circles, there is and always will be a tradition of excellence that can be found if you know where to look."
Many listeners also enjoyed Melissa's interview with actor Peter O'Toole. Kathleen Konzel of Dallas sent just this one line: "Thank you for a sublime slice of time with Peter O'Toole."
Desiree Dorton was one of many listeners whose favorite part of the interview was when Peter O'Toole recited a Shakespeare sonnet. She writes, "His voice rolled low as the words flowed freely from him. As I was driving through Salt Lake City, I pulled over and just listened. Loved it. I'd love to hear more. Maybe you could suggest that he record them all. I know I'd buy a copy of the CD. Well, until it comes out, here's another taste of Shakespeare's Sonnet 130.
Oh, my mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts be dun. If hair be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses damasked, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than on the breath that from my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I swear I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, that anything, but I've forgotten the last couplet."
Finally, a note about a sound clip we heard on last night's program. This sound was sent in by Janet Jones of Conway, Arkansas.
That is the sound of her husband's chemotherapy pump. And it had a special meaning for listener Matthew Hoffman of Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
He writes this: "On my commute home from work, I listened to Janet Jones' narrative about her husband's portable chemo pump. Due to the drone of traffic, the heater fan, and the radio, I cannot hear the sound of my own pump. Other times, though, it is my 82nd reminder, the intervals having been counted and recounted on many a fitful night. My wife has expressed on a number of occasions the very things that Miss Jones spoke of, and the sound is reassuring and fills us with hope as well. We, too, hope to survive.
We want to hear from you. You can write to us at npr.org. Just look for Contact Us at the top of the page. While you're there, you can search for Sound Clips to find out how you can participate in that project.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.